10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Well, you are one, you've been one, you know of one, or you will be one. Chances are caregiving will directly or indirectly cross your path at some point in your lifetime. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, and here it is again, Sunday, and Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and scroll down on our homepage and hit that Listen Live button. I have extraordinary women guests today joining me, and we're going to talk about caregiving as it is National Family Caregiver Month. And by all means, if you are a caregiver or you know of one, take a moment and acknowledge yourself and or the caregiver for the big job that you are taking on. And yes, it is a big job. And until you are there, do you really get how big it is? Well, my first guest is the most amazing radio and TV personality who knows firsthand the demands and difficulties that come with being a caregiver, and that came from taking care of her own mother. And Lisa Gibbons is the founder of Lisa's Care Connection, a place for caregivers to be empowered and energized, and it is a signature program of the Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation, which she created in 2002. Welcome, Lisa, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's great for you to be here. You are an inspiration for caregivers, and you started all this from your own story, right?
You know, we all have a story to tell, and we live our lives, I think, authentically revealing it to ourselves and to others. And my mother lived out this journey with Alzheimer's disease, as did her mother. And when mom was in the early stages, she knew where she was headed. She was the caregiver for her mom. And so before she got too far behind the veil, she said to me, you know, you've been a reporter, honey, and you've told the stories for so many people. Now this is your story. Mm. And so she said, tell it and make it count. And I hope that's what we do with the Care Connection. You know, Family Caregiver Month, the slogan this year is Family Caregivers Now More Than Ever. And since we started our Memory Foundation, this story has gotten bigger and bigger. There are 90 million family caregivers. You know, that's a big force to be reckoned with. We're powerful, but sometimes we don't feel powerful in our own lives. It's very easy to feel overwhelmed with all the enormity of the task at hand.
You know, it's interesting because that number has jumped tremendously. It was 65 million like 2 years ago. And I was just at an event where there were four. It was a large seminar in the evening, and there were four people there assisting elderly people in. And I'm thinking this is going on everywhere. In fact, I heard one out of every four households caregiving is happening. If someone is caring for an aging loved one or someone that is sick.
Isn't that amazing? And so many young people. You know, we used to think, oh, it's a women's issue. And it is still, you know, predominantly, I think, the women's issue of our time, especially for boomers. But, you know, now you're more likely than not to hear about men being caregivers. You're more often to hear about teenagers and young people taking care of someone in their family who is disabled or someone who is sick. We have so many veterans who need special care, you know, who have traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder, wounds and illnesses, dealing with coming back and trying to get back into life. It's, you know, it is serious work, and it impacts daily living. It impacts everybody, you know, because we're all in this cosmic muffin, I call it, together.
Absolutely.
And so we're all on loan to each other.
You know, a lot of the baby boomers have a lot of siblings. Those families were larger when we were growing up, and they don't always agree. What do you suggest here for, you know, a sibling that's maybe taking it on, how to enroll their other siblings into really working together as a family and a team? Because I think that could bring so much more to relieving that one caregiver of the difficulties and the demands in their daily life.
You know, at Lisa's Care Connection, we have so many families who get so frustrated because there is blame and there's friction and, you know, there's so much frustration when the siblings don't show up. And it's understandable because, you know, there's usually one person, you know, self-appointed, who is that hyper-vigilant, hyper-responsible one. And, you know, the reality is, we all grow at different rates and we all have different limits. And sometimes, you know, the stress of and the realities of someone being sick don't allow for us all to kind of come to terms with it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of what we do and part of the work that we do. And part of the service that we offer, the free services that we offer in helping families connect is, you know, it's not always your biological family, sometimes and many times, it's your family of choice that's there to take this journey with you. If you can release your bio family for a while, forgive them, forgive yourself, and learn different ways to communicate, because all those skeletons are going to come pouring out of the closet. All of those childhood wounds are going to be right there, even worse, when illness strikes. So that's what our job is to help you connect with professionals who can run interference for you, you know, help you maybe ask a different kind of question and see that the judging and the blaming probably has nothing to do with your skills and abilities, probably has nothing to do with the way you're handling things for mom. It probably has everything to do with the fear that your sister or your brother is bringing to the table and his or her own limits, you know, and sometimes just saying, well, really without any loaded emotion, being able to say, well, you know, what would you have been able to do? What would you have done differently?
Mm-hmm.
Or being able to hear it out in a different way. You know, reframing questions can sometimes just get you different answers. But man, is it difficult. It really, really is challenging.
I think, too, that, you know, when someone does take over like that, a lot of feelings, you know, a lot of different feelings come up. But people actually, some siblings feel that, you know, their strengths are not even looked at or they're not even asked to do it or included. And like you said, a lot of this is childhood wounds that never got dealt with the family.
And, you know, like in my own family, my brother wasn't able to be the frontline person there. It was too hard for him to see my mom as she got further into decline. He wanted to remember her as the prettiest mom in school. But he is an attorney, and he was able to offer legal advice, and he had a skill set that my sister and I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was able to move in and be the one to do the bathing and the driving. And, you know, I was able to do the investigating and the research and write the checks. And, you know, we all had different things that we brought to the table. And so we were lucky that we were able to look at our skills and we were able to communicate on a weekly and often a daily basis and kind of take that give and take that, you know, we had a team approach. Plus we had marching orders from my mom.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's a great thing for any parent to do, is to give those marching orders that says you must all get along. I'm here with Lisa Gibbons, and we are talking about caregiving today. And Lisa's website is lisascareconnection.org. Is that what you meant by those marching papers with your mother, Lisa?
I wish that when we are healthy as a society, if we could talk about the aging process, that's what you do. You're breaking down boundaries. You're creating dialogues for people and encouraging us to say, you know, look, we can't escape this. So I think we're getting better as a culture, but if we could all have, you know, our wish list about how we want to be talked to, what's important for us, you know, saying, you know, here are You know, what are the legal things we need to take care of? And just get conversational about these topics. Then, you know, we'll all be in a much better position when the time comes, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm here with Lisa Gibbons. We are talking about the demands and difficulties of being a caregiver. It is National Family Caregiver Month, and you want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We have more great information when we get back, and we will be right back. So stay right here.
Lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I'm here with Lisa Gibbons. She is the founder of Lisa's Care Connect and the Lisa Gibbons Memory Foundation. We are talking about the demanding difficulties of being a caregiver. It is National Family Caregiver Month. And those difficulties, when they come up in life, hopefully you've had a little bit of time to be proactive, but it is happening all over the place, right, Lisa?
Well, it is. You know, I think that we've all kind of had a reality check here as a culture that, you know, we talk about reality TV, but I think now this is all like it's reality me. We recognize that. You know, we are in a time in our evolution where, you know, caregiving defines us. It really does. It's like you said at the very beginning, you know, you either are a caregiver, you know a caregiver, you need a caregiver, or you will be a caregiver. This is our universal experience. And yet, you know, we don't teach people how to do it. We don't teach coping skills. We don't teach people how to receive the benefits of caregiving. We don't teach people how to navigate through the system. And, you know, when we started our work with our Memory Foundation 10 years ago, the world looked very different. And yet people are still fumbling through, you know, trying to raise their hand and say, wait a minute, I need help. I need recognition. A lot of folks, when we say caregivers, they still think we're talking about paid professionals who have chosen this occupation. They don't know we mean you, the husband, you, the wife, you, the sister, you, the son, you know, the daughter, the family member who's, you know, sleep deprived and time starved and late for work and searching the internet during your lunch hour, desperate to find some help and hanging on to any bit of hope to make your life more manageable. It's you.
Well, even leaving work and knowing that you need to go by mom or dad's or go see your loved one or bring them dinner or go home and make them dinner or drive them to a doctor's appointment. There's just so many demands that come up that they're finding that actually caregivers are passing before the person they're caring for. It's so stressful.
Right. Here's what happens is we resist and resist and resist and we say, what? This is another label. You know, we go through our life with labels. You know, you're a career person or you're a daughter, you're a wife, you know, you wear all these labels, you're a volunteer, whatever it is, and you're proud of these things, they define you. And then you get this label caregiver and you don't want it because it means things you don't want. Somebody's sick, somebody's dying. So you resist it and you put it on the top shelf, the deepest, darkest place of your emotional closet. And there it stays because these are caregiver clothes that don't fit you and you don't like them. So they're uncomfortable. So you don't put them on and you're ashamed of them. And that's how it goes, you know, and we resist and resist and resist until finally we have to put them on and it's odd how we're embarrassed by it. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't work. That's a weird, weird thing. And we need to all be responsible for that and say, you know, because once the light goes on and once we realize, you know, these are not just clothes. These are shields. These are not just labels. These are badges of honor. And these are the shields that we need to wear to protect us and to defend us and to identify us as the heroes that we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And we first need to be the heroes in our own lives. Whose lives need to be saved more than our own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because as you say, the clock starts ticking the minute we put the label on. And the sad reality is it can be 10 years subtracted from your life just because you got the label. Well, you know what? That's not okay. And that's why we started doing the work that we do, because we might not be able to change the disease, the whatever is going on with the illness of our loved one, but we can change our reaction and our response to it. And we don't have to give up 10 years of our life while we're trying to save and add value to the lives and quality of life to the loved one. We don't have to do that. We can actually alter the course, and while we're making it better for them, if we make it better for us, it will be better for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not selfish. That's just strategic.
Yeah, I think we're learning too. You know, caregiving can make you better, not bitter. And a lot of people do have become bitter with it because it's so daunting as a task. And then if you're not getting the support around you, which is exactly why Lisa's Care Connection is so valuable, because you do get the support you need. If you're not getting it, like you said, from your biological family, you get it elsewhere. And that's where we're learning to go, is to get that support, to become educated, to put on that label and identify that it's okay to be a caregiver. Now my job is really to become great at it and enjoy the journey with it. That time together, too, can be so fulfilling as far as the relationship that you have with the aging loved one and even your siblings.
Well, it's like anything. If you're not good at something, you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so you have to learn how to be good at it. And there are definite skills. And, you know, if you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done.
Right.
So if it's not working for you, then duh, you know, that is the definition of insanity. Stop beating your head against that wall and try something else. So, you know, I always say, you know, drop the dread, banish the blame, and be a victor, not a victim.
Mm-hmm.
These are the three basics when you go into it. You know, it doesn't matter. Drop the dread. Yes, it's going to be difficult. You may be tired. You may be overwhelmed. All of that. Okay, and? Yes, and? You just have to get past that. Banish the blame. You know, okay, your sister's not doing what she's supposed to do. The doctors don't get it. All of that, okay, you're going to have to get past that too. Just claim that you are going to be victorious regardless. Have your own transformation proclamation.
And surround yourself by those that support you and empower you to be a great caregiver.
And, you know, and I know this sounds, easier said than done, and you can certainly just roll your eyes and say, well, okay, but I need, you know, how am I going to do this on my own? And that's the thing. You can't do it on your mm-hmm. own. This is not a journey that you can walk alone. It's impossible. That I will tell you. It is impossible to do alone. That's why the strength comes in knowing your limits. And the step number one is to reach out and say, I need help. And that's the most powerful thing you can say. I need help. And begin to put your list together and really successful people know how to ask for help.
You know, it's so crazy that we as a society are like, we don't want to ask for help. And people are so willing to help others. And we still don't do it.
And you know what? If you look at like I said, the people who win at anything, they are the people who know how to access their resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not the people that know everything. They're not the people with incredible strength or brilliance. They know how to access their resources. That's a learned skill. And that's all we are, at least as Care Connection. We're a resource.
Absolutely.
And we help you connect the dots. We're connectors.
Well, it's so great that Lisa's Care Connection does, you know, it says you educate, empower, and energize caregivers. I mean, just to have that available. And you have four locations. I believe you said two in California, one in Florida, and one in Joliet, Illinois, right?
That's correct.
Good for you, Lisa. I mean, that is impactful to have a place like this so that this can all be brought to the forefront. And I'm sure that you're seeing more and more of it with your being such an advocate for caregivers.
Well, I'm so proud of the work that we do, and I'm so inspired by our communities and by our angels on earth and our passionate and powerful leaders, our people like Kathy and Kim and Joliet, and just this really does belong to the people who are living the story. And they're the connectors that light the spark for someone else. And when you look at someone who's living it and making it happen, and they reach out their hand and say, let me lift you along the path, let me walk beside you, let me walk in front of you when you need to be led, let me walk behind you when you need me to push you, that's when it gets exciting and inspiring. And when you say, okay, I'm going to be all right.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for being on Aging Info Radio today. You inspire me, and I am a complete advocate for Lisa's Care Connection. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here. I have two more awesome women coming on, extraordinary guests about caregiving.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine. because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, it's not what you do when the sun shines that defines you. It's what you do when it rains. Well, I have a couple more guests on today. Kathy Miller is the Program and Outreach Director, and so is Kim Jackson at Lisa's Care Connection. And they are both extraordinary women, and I can't say enough about Lisa's Care Connection. There's so much going on there and so many great things, and we're going to find out from Kim and Kathy exactly what it's all about. Welcome, guys, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
Hi, Sue. It's a pleasure to have both of you here. I am a huge advocate, as I told Lisa, of Lisa's Care Connection. And if someone is new to caregiving, what would you say? What is one thing that you would say to them? Or if they pick up the phone and call you, and if they're listening and they are a caregiver, they should call you. And your number is 815-741-0077. But Kathy, what would you say to them?
Well, like Lisa talked about, the first and foremost important thing to do is to ask for help. And when they connect with us, that's exactly what they're doing. And we help guide them in what their next steps are, because we talk to the caregivers about being specific about what you need help with, so that you can break, and Lisa talked a little bit about that, you break it down into segments, and you might say, well, this type of help only takes maybe 15 minutes of your time, and maybe this type of help might take a day. And when you break that down, it's much easier to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know you have a direction to go in. You say,
right,
well, I have this source that could help me, or this resource that could help me with this task, or that, or who could pick, you know, someone up or bring them. You know, you just surround yourself by support.
I found that firsthand, because when we were talking about it, so many people don't identify themselves as caregivers. And I was thrown into that situation this spring with my mother when she fell. And I was like a couple hundred miles away from home and from family and friends. And so I had to, you know, I used the computer and phone, but I learned very early on that I needed to ask for help. Just some simple things as, you know, can you pick up the mail? Can you do this? And I was very specific, and it let me focus on taking care of myself and my mother.
Which is definitely a demanding task, especially, like you said, you were thrown into it. And this happens all the time. People don't want to talk about getting old or aging or what if. You know, there's no what if conversations. I think those conversations should really be brought to the forefront with aging loved ones and their children or whoever's caring for them. And people don't do it.
They don't. It's an uncomfortable topic, but I'm so blessed that my mother and I had that conversation ahead of time so that when the time came, I knew what to do. And it was very emotional, but yet it made the journey much easier for me. And then with the love and support that I had from all the caregivers and Kim taking care of the office, you know, back in Joliet, it made the journey much smoother for me.
Well, I would think, too, with all the resources that you provide, it also helped you along because you were a little bit ahead of the game in knowing what you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that we help caregivers with is connecting with all the resources out there. We can't be everything to all people, but we have the network to be able to find them the answers they need.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right there, you just said a key word, a network. And you were away from your network, so you were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a little harder, too. That's why, once again, I say, it. Like you said, it's not comfortable to talk about. Mm-hmm. That is not a comfortable conversation. And some of the most valuable conversations in life are not comfortable. They're just not. And I think as human beings, we don't want to deal with that.
And that's what it's, you know, I learned so much from Lisa's Care Connection over the years. That's what really helped me do the job I needed to do as a caregiver. But now I can take what I've learned and share it with other caregivers so that they're prepared and they're better prepared for the journey.
Well, what is coming to the forefront is just that when you have 90 million people caring for an elderly or sick loved one, I mean, it is coming to the forefront. We are becoming smarter and we're progressing. What do you see here, Kim?
Well, I think that if the caregivers take the time to analyze the situation first, and then they take the time to realize what their needs are as well as the needs of their loved one, they can focus on the whole journey. The journey is very, very rough. And I think Kathy and I learned that when we climbed Mount Washington with Lisa. We felt like we were caregivers all over again going through the journey. I feel that the people need to take time for themselves as well as taking time for their loved ones. And that's where it's really hard for them. They want to dive in and give all their time to the loved one. And that's what we do at Lisa's Place. We try and get them to stay focused on their life as well as the new life that they're living with this journey.
Well, I think that also falls very close into making sure that you're still very connected to your spouse or your partner so that and your children so that they're not put on the back burner. Well, this is Aging Info Radio, and we're talking about caregiving today. And stay right here. We will be right back with more great information right here on Aging Info Radio.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health.
Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Suwacki.
Yes, I'm here with Kathy Miller and Kim Jackson. They are the program and outreach directors at Lisa's Care Connection, and they make a lot happen at their Joliet location. Kim, what are some of the programs that you offer there for caregivers?
Well, Sue, we have many programs at Lisa's Care Connection, but I'm going to focus on four of them that I think are very important for the caregiver to try and make or visit us with. TLC, the Language of Caregiving, is an informal get-together program helping caregivers with some of the choices they may face along their journey. During this meeting, there's an opportunity to share with us their personal experiences and some of the bumps that they have met along the way. The directors there will help in many ways at Lisa's Care Connection to offer and connect you with the resources that can help pave the way.
So that's the TLC.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so the first one would be almost the TLC also includes not only taking care of the person you're caring for, but taking care of yourself and taking care of your spouse and your family or your children.
Right. And this is a program that you would come to the very first time you come to Lisa's place so that you can express yourself openly to us. And then when we bring you into a support group, we sort of know what your needs are and we can focus on those.
Interesting.
Another important program that we have is Empowered Caregiver Support Group. Our group offers help, hope, and healing. The session provides an atmosphere of understanding and support for caregivers to explore common difficulties and experiences that come with being the primary caregiver. And that program takes place every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. and every Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
And right there is where people realize they are not alone.
That is correct.
That's where they're able to say, okay, I can get some support here. I can become educated in areas that I need and get a little bit more of empowerment with the group, I would think.
That is true. Many times they'll walk in and they're very upset, sometimes crying. And by the time they leave the meeting, they're saying to me, I'm not sure I belong here. I feel like everybody else has so many more problems than what I'm dealing with. And I said, right there, some of the stress has been released off your shoulders. But definitely you do need to come back because every journey is different. Every journey is important.
And every day is different on the journey. And what's the other program?
Another program that we offer is Exercise Your Mind. That's a program that's designed to strengthen the mind and memory, introducing a new and exciting challenge every month. This custom program will help people of all ages learn new ways to engage in activities that will stimulate and work their brain. And that takes place the first Thursday of every month at 9:30 a.m. in the morning till 11.
Interesting. That's got to be good for the caregiver just to get out, to do something for their brain so that they actually feel better and function better. People do greatly go into overwhelm.
They do. And this program, so many caregivers find themselves forgetting things, and they're worried about memory loss and Alzheimer's, dementia, the things that we're talking so much about nowadays. And we have found that this is a program that can help them.
And is that because they have so much on their plate to, to tackle, to get done? Is that why the memory, how does this affect the memory?
Well, with so much on their plate, they find that a lot of the responsibilities that they have for themselves are put off to the side and very much forgotten. But then they come back to us and saying, I'm forgetting things. I don't remember things. And I think it's not so much that they're forgetting and not remembering as much as they're overload.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And your last piece of the program?
Wellness in Motion is a program that we offer once a month. It's offered the third Tuesday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Every caregiver needs to focus on their well-being, and that program helps them to do that. We have developed a program that invites guest speakers to help our caregivers find new ways to add fitness to their mind, body, and spirit. And this program is very uplifting, and it's a wonderful way to release stress in your system.
Well, you too must feel so great at the contribution that you are to caregivers through Lisa's Care Connection.
Honestly, when I came to Lisa's place, I was hoping that I could help others and help them find a way through their journey. But really, they've given so much back to me.
That's so great.
I believe that I found a place where I wanted to hang my heart, and I'm there for everyone.
Thank you so much. Now, November's a special month here at Lisa's Care Connection. Kathy, there's something going on there.
It is. Because it is National Family Caregivers Month, we do a special annual symposium. And this is our actually fifth annual caregiver symposium. Our first one was launched with Lisa. And this year we have guest speaker Carolee Warren, who is not only an author, she's going to be talking about her book and stuff, but she's also has been a caregiver. And she's going to be talking about bridging the gap between family caregivers and professional caregivers. And that is so important this year because of the changes that we are seeing in the healthcare industry. And if family caregivers and professional caregivers work together, it not only improves the outcome for the patient or the person we're caring for, but also for the health of the caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be on Saturday, November 16th, and it's free and open to the public. You can just give us a call, and we'll make sure you get registered. It's a great symposium.
And they call the same number, the 815-741-0077.
Yes, they can call us, and we'll give them more information.
And that's right. Is it being held at?
It's going to be held at Presence St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois.
That's so great. Well, I want to get your words of wisdom when we get back. I mean, there's a lot to learn in the area of caregiving. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560. And Kathy and Kim are going to give us just that when we get back.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and it is National Family Caregiver Month, and I'm here with Kathy Miller and Kim Jackson. They are the Program and Outreach Directors at Lisa's Care Connection in Joliet, and I'd like your words of wisdom for the day, Kathy.
All right. Mine is to just be. Be kind to yourself, be open to receiving help, and as Lisa said, be your own hero.
There you go.
I think that you need to reach out for help. You can only be the best you can, and you need to make time for yourself.
Thank you both. I mean, there's just so much that goes on at Lisa's Care Connection. Their website being that.org, and their phone number is 815-741-0077. Kathy and Kim will take very good care of you. Thank you both for being on Aging Info Radio today.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, if you are a family caregiver and you need to hire a professional, I recommend Partners in Senior Care. They are above and beyond extraordinary in providing care to your loved ones. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or click on Partners in Senior Care logo on our website at aginginforadio.com. And if you want a life of the party pooch, adopt Skip, a 9-month-old beagle mix. He's up for adoption at Paws and wanting you to bring him home. Go to aginginforadio.com, click on the Paws logo, and check out that handsome beagle mix, Skip, or call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Skip is waiting with his paws crossed. Yes, Daisy May, that's Skip today. And the Paws Chicago Fur Ball at the Drake Hotel is Friday, November 15th. You could adopt Skip, and he'd be one happy dog at the event. It is a black tie fundraiser, and this allows Paws to place even more dogs and cats in homes. Go to pawschicago.org and find out about the Paws Chicago Fur Ball. And if you've missed any of our show today or any of our past shows, they are up on podcast at aginginforadio.com. We list our guests. We have pictures of our guests, their contact information, a little bit of a blog, all at aginginforadio.com. And while you're there, make sure that you check out our expert partners. They also have any commercials you've heard today are also on our website. If you want to hear them again, they're on their expert partner page. And you can now join our email list at the bottom of our homepage for weekly shows and tidbits of information. And no, we will not inundate you with emails. And I can't say enough about Lisa's Care Connection. If you are a caregiver and you are dealing with the demanding and daily task of caregiving for an aging loved one, give them a call. You will be so glad you did. Or check out their website at lisascareconnection.com. And I want to thank both of them again and Lisa Gibbons for being on Aging Info Radio today. And all of my expert partners who support Aging Info Radio, please do check out their services on our website at aginginforadio.com. I want to thank my programmer here at AM 560, Debbie Schreiner. She has the patience of a saint and would be an extraordinary caregiver. And all of my listeners out there, I appreciate you listening to our show today. I will be back next Sunday morning. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also...